Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me, Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. And today we're going to tackle headaches. Headaches. No one needs to know what that is. Everybody's had one sooner or later. But what I want to point out is the perspective here that we bring to the headache is applies to everybody, whether you have a headache or not. In other words, to explain really what produces a headache is to understand a lot of very important principles that dictate the way the human body functions. So if you can understand a headache, you can understand a lot of things. And that's really what the educational drive on this show is about, to get you to understand the fundamental physiological principles behind how the human body works. This gives you infinitely more power when you have a symptom, because if you apply the principles of science, of good science, of physiology, all metered in a common sense approach, you can start to understand how to go beyond that simple perspective of what herb do I take to cure my headache. If you can get underneath that, and often you have to get underneath that, then you can understand really how the human body works. So we're going to go after headaches. And the first clue today, the first thing I want to give you about a headache is you can tell the cause of a headache often by the location of the headache. So let's hit one of the real common headaches, the headache behind the eyes. And I hope you know, some of you know, and if you don't know, now you will know, that when you get something behind the eyes, headache style, it's usually a reflex off the liver. A reflex off the liver gallbladder. If you go in there with a finger and you tie off the bile ducts of the gallbladder, within 10 minutes you're going to have a headache. If you have a sluggish gallbladder, it'll reflex up to the eye. Now this is a common concept in symptomology, in physical clinical diagnosis, in your everyday life. When you have a problem in the pancreas, it may give you pain right on the other side of your solar plexus, in the back. The pancreas reflexes to the back, the kidney. When the kidney aches, it can reflex. Anybody that has a kidney stone knows this. When you have a kidney problem, it can reflex around the back and into the front of the belly and down the inside of the leg. Heart issues often reflex down the right arm or down the left arm. You can have problems with the gallbladder that make pain in between the shoulder blades, usually on the right side. Kidney will also reflex to the knee. And there's a whole neurology behind that that we don't want to get into. But that an organ, when an organ is upset, it will reflex to certain places. This is a basic tenet in neurology. That's hardcore science that will tell you for different reasons, both these mechanisms, both the sensory mechanism that causes you to feel kidney pain, and the sensory mechanism that causes you to feel knee pain, they do the same, they do a dance in your spinal cord at the same location. And that's as far as I'll go, but this is a very well-studied concept that you have reflex spasms. So that's a big clue, a headache that's got you painful behind the eye. Now, not only behind the eye, But then there is another place that the liver gallbladder congestion, and that'll go to the trapezius muscle. So from the back of your head, which is what we call the suboccipital space, those two indentations behind your head, along that, down the back of the neck, on the crest of the trapezius muscle, all the way to the shoulder. It's where common sense tells you you need that massage. Do you know that's gallbladder meridian? That's called gallbladder meridian because we know the gallbladder reflexes to that place. And so when you have that neck and shoulder tension going to the back of the head, often going inside the eye, it's telling you the liver's clogged. Now, what clogs the liver? Well, everything clogs the liver. So, case study, I know people who off congestion in the liver from detox, people that have been in pain syndromes for years that have gotten chronically ill, chronically debilitated. I've seen them. I have them under my care presently. People who are going to do coffee enemas almost every day, because if they don't, they get a headache. And we're not going to get into coffee enemas. You know, you guys should have your PhDs in the coffee enema at this point. But my point is that reality for some people, which really serves to illustrate my point, is that if some people don't do a coffee enema every day and get bile in the toilet, for lack of a more elegant way to say that, you've got to get that physiological release. But if you do, I know people every day that take their headache away. By the time you start detoxing the bone marrow in a person's body, because the bone marrow's fat, and as you know from prior shows, all these poisons that we scream and write about all day long go in, especially in people that don't have body fat, go into the fat of the bone marrow. And I know people who have gotten so sick from bone marrow poisoning that finally, when we start to squeeze the poison out of the bone marrow, they wake up with a headache every day for a year or two. And every day they've got to do the coffee enema correctly to get rid of it. Or it just might be a bad meal. Or you may have inhaled too many smoke fumes on the job. Or you may have used and painted the house. And all that different type of metal vapor and petroleum vapor may have gotten into your blood, hit the liver. The liver can't process it out fast enough. And so that toxic, inflamed liver, gallbladder reflexes up to the eye. So toxicity headaches are the kind of headache that hits the liver. Women, ladies, those of you with that tough period, those periods, that menstrual cycle, every time in the month. You know what's absurd is it's gotten so ridiculous at this point that we've got young women now on pills to stop their periods. Check that out. That is bizarre. Now we're being told by certain authorities that the period is just a pest, and of course people agree, innocent people agree, because every month they get sick, they hit the floor, they may even pass out from the pain. They get everything ranging from debilitating headaches behind the eye to migraines. And so it kind of makes sense. Let's stop your period. Well, this is why you have a show like this. Because you have to understand that when a woman's hormones are utilized and they need to flush out of the body through the liver after they've done what they're supposed to do, what God intended them to do in the cell, the residue from the hormone becomes a toxin. That's normal. That's normal physiology, except that we depend on a liver and biliary patency to take that hormone out of the blood. If it doesn't get out of the blood because the liver's stressed, or because the female's taken into her body so much exogenous, outside toxic hormones, hormonally mimetic materials. When you drink water from a cheap plastic container, or worse yet, if you apply heat with the liquid inside a cheap plastic container, the plastic actually dissolves its toxic estrogen into the liquid, then you drink the liquid. And there you have it. Hormonally tainted meat, chicken. And there you have it. So whether the female is producing a ton of her own estrogen and its residue after it hits the cell is toxic, or she's taking in so much toxicity in the way of estrogen from the air or from the foods, and combined she becomes the estrogen bomb at the end of that month, of the end of that cycle. If the liver can't handle it, it will reflex up to the eye. There you go. It's another toxicity headache. So you got to understand the liver, the type of headache you get from liver toxicity. And if you've listened to the show and you've mastered the coffee enema, you'll have a quick solution. Okay. You sit at the computer. You sit at the desk. You sit there 30, 40, 50, 60 hours a week. You sit next to other people. There's no windows. Or if there's a window, it's not open. You're under fluorescent light. You've created a hazardous health condition that we call the workplace. Understanding the office as an environmental hazard and the computer desk headache, the end of the day desk headache, is a whole other ticket. And this is going to serve to illustrate some more very important fundamental principles as it relates to the headache. When you sit at the desk and you slouch at the desk, and you know you're not supposed to slouch at the desk, but no matter what you do, whether it's the desk or the computer or the chair, are not contoured, I'm going to introduce another word, ergonomically. You got the cheap wooden chair. Or you got the chair that just doesn't fit you, or you got the chair that was broken. And there's so many things on your computer, and the computer itself isn't situated, you can't quite see it correctly. And so all day long, you are biomechanically imposed upon, meaning you're not lining up correctly. You're not sitting at the desk as elegantly as the ballerina dances or the athlete moves. The bones are not aligned correctly. So you're supposed to sit up straight, and you know that, but it just doesn't work. Because you can't fight the chair. You can't fight the position of the computer. You can't fight the tight collar or tie or the extra tight bra. You can't fight all these things that are working against you all day long, even though you know you should. And so you can't fight them, and under the stress at work, you succumb to them. And by the midday or the end of the day, you're slouching forward. When you slouch forward, the posterior cervical muscles and the erector muscles, which are those big, thick ones that go down your back, the cervical muscles in the back of your head and that big, long strip called the erector spinae that go down your back, when you slouch yourself forward, those muscles have to work all day to pull your back, to pull you back. Then you may have, and some of us do, a very large head. And God bless you if you do, because it's probably packed with very big brains. But the point is, if you've got a big head and a small neck, and you're slouching at the computer, look at all the work those posterior cervical muscles have to do. And then you may have on a very tight bra. Or you may have to, because of uniform policies, wear a very tight tie. Between the tie, between the earrings, between the necklace, between a good-sized head, between a slender, unexercised neck, between a tight bra, sitting at a computer, in a desk chair that's not made for you, that you know you want to do something about, but you're busy so you just don't have the time, you overwork those posterior cervical muscles, and you go into a stretch spasm. As you take your head forward, it stretches the muscle's sick of being stressed, and so it pulls back, and you've got a stretch spasm. That's the 4 o'clock desk headache. Now, the solution's simple for that. It's a computeritis headache. It's a desk headache. It's the common everyday headache that people live with every day. because in their mind, they either have to take a vacation or they have to go pay top dollar to go get massaged somewhere. And of course, that's 1 hour against the other 60 or 70 hours you work. And it doesn't cut it. So you try it, it helps, but then 2 days later, you've got the headache, and now you're just back to where you started from, so why spend the money? Solution, www.healthbridge.com. It's called a health bridge. It's a beautifully carved little piece of wood. And if you get on www.healthbridge.com out of Newfoundland, Canada, sell these arched wooden configurations that allow you to lie on the floor and put your back on these little configurations so your back just gets this slight arch. It arches the opposite of when you're slouching forward. And you can picture that. If you're slouching forward, your spine is curved forward and your head is leaning down. Well, the back bridge, the health bridge, when you're lying on the floor, allows you to arch the other way. Simple. Simple, but not stupid. Simple, but profound. In simplicity, you find a certain special kind of profound knowledge. And Health Bridge to the rescue, it works. Or you can learn variations of that pose in stretch classes. Stretch classes designed to relieve neck and shoulder tension. They're all over the internet, all over the websites, all over Barnes & Noble, all over Amazon.com, all over Borders. They're everywhere. Do them. Do them because they're simple and they're easy, and you don't have to live with this. That's the simple one. Desk headaches are easy to get rid of, which, of course, doesn't explain why so many people still have them. You're looking for the complicated answer, just learning to stretch correctly. And of course, there's the computer, which is its own postural mess, but there are a couple of things that come off the computer that you have to be aware of also. And again, this is understanding your office as an environmental hazard, because a lot of the times it is. I mean, personally, I can't even sit in fluorescent lights. I feel them inside my brain. And they're poisonous. They emit mercury vapor. Google up any of that stuff on the hazards of fluorescent light. Terrible light. You want sunlight if you can. Or put in yellow light. If you can still find a light bulb that produces it. And that's another story. Or if you've got the power to change the lighting in the room, go to the fluorescent-free sort of white light, the full spectrum white light. There's a great author, John Ott, O-T-T. Google up his name. He was a very successful banker, and he retired, and he got interested in light and glare and its relationship to your health. This is real important to understand at the workplace, because we all know what the workplace does to cut money, to save money, to cut the budget. Employees tend to get overlooked. And you sit there under those fluorescent lights. Read Ott's work. That's O-T-T, John Ott. Well, you might have enough power, you and others, to change those light bulbs. And it may cost you a little money, unfortunately, if your employers don't want to pay. But you can bring that to them. Because those lights cause headaches. And then there's another concept. Again, a concept. Concepts heal. Understanding concepts heal. When you're looking for the cause of a headache, suppose it's a little bit of liver toxicity, and it's a little bit of biomechanics, and it's a little bit of computer glare, and you're stuck in a model, a dead model. Destroy this model, my good listeners, in your mind. Destroy the model of the single cause of it. The it syndrome, I'm going to call it. The it syndrome. The it syndrome is people spend thousands of dollars looking for the cause of it. What was the cause of it? There is no single cause very often. Very often you have big causes and little causes. That's common sense, right? It's the irrational us. It's the part of us that defies the rational, that's scared. So we're looking for the simple answer. We don't want this to get too complicated. And so we make it more complicated by adhering to false perceptions of reality. This is a perfect time to understand. Your headache at the computer every day can be a little bit computer, a little bit the ergonomics of the chair and the desk, and some toxicity from a bad meal the night before. But this computer, first of all, you know this, the glare off the computer, that's enough. And it's easy to get the anti-glare, the EMF off the computer. And, of course, Healthline sells all sorts of remedies for that, and you should have them on your computer. And you should lower the glare on the computer, and we know that. What's sneaking in now are the iPads, the iPhones. I didn't know how to run a computer 4 years ago, and it just didn't work academically anymore to have that type of deficit. I've got 5 computers now. I have it all. I had to. It was a matter of survival. I couldn't do this show without computers. Let me tell you what's sneaking in, my friends. iPads, iPhones, a whole other level of bad radiation. You put that iPad, I have 2 of them. You put that iPad in your hand and you turn that glare thing up too high and it'll burn a hole in your eyes. If not the iPad, just the radiation, the magnetic field coming off that iPad. You can feel it. Your hands will tingle. iPhones. If you compare your average iPhone to the cell phone of 5 years ago, there's no comparison. As these things become more and more capable, right? As they become more and more capable, these little computer things, they have to juice them with more watts. Huge issue. Huge issue. So that computer's part of the iPhone you might be using, or you might be on your cell phone when you're not on the computer. And you've created this little cloud of radiation there. So you want to get those computer protectors. You want to move the hard drive away from your feet, if you can. The hard drive on a computer gives off as much EMF as anything. So think about that headache. Think about that work headache. You're sitting there at a desk that doesn't work, right? The chair's not quite adjusted correctly. You've got glare from the computer. You've got the EMF from the computer. If you're not on the computer, you're on the cell phone. If you're not on the cell phone, you're on the headset. What, headsets are better than handsets? I don't think so. I don't think so. You're wearing that headset all day. That's an electrical appliance on your head. So collectively, from the biomechanical issue to the ergonomic issue to the radiation issue, you have a headache at the end of the day. And this is where I keep harping on flexibility, flexibility, flexibility. Flexibility done correctly to the point where you learn whether you get the health bridge, www.healthbridge.com. I should post that to my site. Whether you get the health bridge or off some sort of show, you learn to stretch these muscles or whatever you do to what? Compensate for the biomechanical problem or compensate for the biochemical problem from the radiation, which means if you get these sort of tension ergonomic headaches where you get the sense that you're around an electronic field, too often, that's what we have the clay for. The med body packs or the magma packs applied to the hands, feet, and neck and left on as the directions or your healthcare practitioner counsels you. Pull that stuff out. There is a cheap, inexpensive solution. Now let's get to more complicated stuff. Toxicity headache, computer, desk headache. This is baby stuff in a sense. Now let's get to people. And you'll learn so much if you can follow this one. The trauma headache, P people who have bad headaches. Dr. Medici, I've had headaches once, twice a week for 25 years. Those people are out there, and I've been looked everywhere to get this resolved, and nobody seems to know what. First problem, they're looking for the it, the single cause of it, and the search for the single mythical cause of it costs good people more and more money each year than anything in medicine. That is correct. Really and truly does. You see, if you rolled down the side of a hill 20 years ago, or you got hit in the head in a martial arts accident 20 years ago, or you were boxing 20 years ago, or a football accident 20 years ago, or a diving accident, or you fell out of the crib because you were a very healthy little youngster so many years ago, any of these traumas, physical traumas, stay in the body. Very often. Oh, it can't be that. That happened 20 years ago. These headaches have only started last week after I turned my neck to look up at the book up high. It had to be the way I turned my neck. You see? You get headaches that are sudden onset that relate to problems that started 20 years ago, or you may have had problems now for 20 years that started 10 to 20 years after the cause. You got to get that one. They're tricky. Those are tricky, my friends, because old traumas get forgotten. Who wants to remember rolling down the side of a hill in a car accident? Who wants to remember something like that? Who wants to remember being knocked unconscious in a football game? We don't want to do that. And when we stand up and we shake it off and we figure we're okay. You know, one of the most dynamic head and neck trauma cases I ever had was a sweetheart of a guy. He was a postman, and he was in good shape, but he had the worst headaches for years. And I knew I had my hands full. This is back in the early 90s. And one day, in conversation, it dawns on him that he needed to remember to tell me about being in the Marines. And this is some 40 years earlier now, when the Jeep rolled down the side of a hill. And one of the passengers was severely hurt, but he was all right because he was a bull of a guy. He was an in-shape Marine. And this very nice man, just recalling this, and I watched his face. It's like he went into a trance. And that's something a doctor always looks for when patients talk. That altered state patients go into sometimes when they're reliving something that they submerged into their subconscious because it was traumatic. So I know I'm hearing a truth now. And of course, he just told me he stood up and shook it off, and that was the end of it. No, it wasn't the end of it. That was a stress to his body that his very healthy body had been immediately compensating for successfully for years. And then sometime later, years later, these headaches start. And of course, he's a postman. And what do postmen do? They put these bags on their shoulders. So of course, it's an occupational problem. No, it's not. You see? And of course, he'd been everywhere. He had been, in a sense, reduced at this point to coming to a chiropractic clinic where I was at the time. Because no one could help him. And that's what I mean. It's called it-itis. Get off that model. Upper cervical trauma. The occiput, which are those little bulges in the back of your head. Everybody's got them, and they can be very mild or extremely pronounced. And underneath those bulges is the suboccipital space. That's where your first cervical vertebra is. And below, that's your second cervical vertebra. And when you get knocked in the head, let's say you get knocked from the front, it knocks your head back. And as it knocks your head back, you compress those vertebra. You can even fracture those vertebra. But when you compress them in an accident, you are going to strain and sprain ligaments, the connective tissue, the tiny muscles around there. you inflame them and they become all gritty and sandy. And if you went in there with a microscope a year after an accident like that, you'd see fibrosis scarring into those tissues. And once you have scarring, it's not a simple stretch that's going to get you out of that. It's not a simple massage that's going to get you out of that. It's not a simple chiropractic adjustment that's going to get you out of that. It's not a simple coffee enema that's going to get you out of that. You have to orchestrate, integrate a full-scale, hardcore, intelligently designed program to work your way out of that over a period of months. And if you don't have the depth, or your practitioner doesn't have the depth to synthesize that, to understand it, you're going to go around in circles, and many of you do. 50 years ago, we didn't know anything about vitamins. 50 years ago, I was a little kid. No, 40 years ago, watching Adele Davis. Do any of you remember Adele Davis? Good woman, good values. I watched her on Merv Griffin as a little boy. And she had these horse pills. She had this whole book out. I think it was Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit. Huge bestseller. And every day she'd get up and take 600 capsules. Remember Bobby Riggs? The tennis player that challenged Billie Jean King, right? And I think she beat him. But he was in his 60s, and his point was, I'm a healthy guy. Because every morning I get up and I down all these capsules. That was old nutrition. Dr. Marshall's done a brilliant job of replacing that paradigm. Because there are better paradigms. We talk about taking plants, drying them, making sure they're exquisitely grown, exquisitely harvested, exquisitely processed, put them in a vegetable capsule, tincture them to alcohol, and imbibe them, absorb them. Absorb them with the light field for that photonic effect through your body. That's a much, much better model. The model I'm trying to give you is the model that says there ain't no it. And you got to get that one through your head. Because just like we had to evolve out of Bobby Riggs, Adele Davis, synthetic vitamin mentality, we have to get a deeper, more comprehensive understanding. And it's not complicated because it's common sense. You ever have a relationship that didn't work out? What was the cause of it? You wouldn't ask yourself that question. There are multiple causes. Remember when you were in grade school, right? The fifth grade, what was the cause of World War I? What was it, the Archduke Ferdinand assassinated somebody at Sarajevo or something? That's the cause of World War I? What was the cause of the economic collapse of 2008? There's no it's to that. You know that in your experience. But when you suffer from headaches twice a week for 25 years, you pay good money to find somebody that's going to tell you the cause of it. It's not that you're sloppy with your words. You really believe, I know you do, that there's an it, and some great doctor is going to find the cause of it. The answer's inside you. And it's about synthesis and a real understanding of reality within the human body. That's the cause of it. So when this occiput, when occiput C1 and C2, first and second, sir, they fuse into a fibrosis, you're going to go into a terrible biomechanical stress syndrome. Big words for it, your alignment is messed up. You are so poorly aligned now that all the muscles around those joints are going to go into spasm because we have little nerves in there. We have little electromagnetic angel hair pasta shaped nerves. We've got this spider web of nerves clutching and interfacing in the joint, in the muscular system. And when they pick up on the stress in the muscle, they start sending pain signals up to the brain, and the brain interprets the pain signal and then sends down a response. And that response is constriction. Vasoconstriction of what? Blood. Blood to what? The muscles. But wait a second. Vasoconstriction of blood will drive a headache. And it can drive it all the way to the migraine. So you have to get a perspective here on how to defibrose, de-scar, take the scarring out of your tissue. Not just the tissue up there, the tissue systemically, but let's stick to the neck. So, a concept that you will forever burn into your brain. Four concepts, four variables, faulty biomechanics, bad blood chemistry, holding negative emotion in your muscle, and physical scars from physical trauma. My infamous rule of four. Forevermore, you understand as you approach the problems in your body as some amalgam of four variables, all of which cause the problem. It's some combination of a biomechanical imbalance. Why? Because your head's been knocked off its axis. Some combination of a biochemical problem. Why? Because all those acids now are granulated inside the tissue and burning your nerves all day. Some degree of psycho-emotional stress. Why? Well, it may link to a traumatic accident that you don't even want to remember. And last but not least, physical scarring. Why? Because you've turned into a scar. The rule of four. It defines, it's a guide way. It's a pathway to understanding how you have to navigate your way out of your chronic pain syndrome. And these headaches, these chronic headaches that don't go away with a single adjustment or a single coffee enema or a single herb or a single solution are perfect to explain this concept that you could apply to any part of the body. Thus, if you have headaches or you don't have headaches, you got to get this. Now, I'm going to do an endorsement of a massage therapist. His name is Carlo Petrini. I'm going to bring him on the show fairly soon. Carlo Petrini, 310-430-3268. 310-430-3268. 310-430-3268. Very well trained, very strong, very gifted, very educated, into opening up the body. If you need a deep tissue massage therapist that works gently, that understands how to process people through trauma cases, you give that number a call, 310-430-3268. Within the month, I'm going to bring him on the show. We'll give him the grilling, and I think you'll like him. And I'll continue to do that when I come across talent. Of course, I've known Carlo 6 years. Up in Santa Monica at the Premier Center, the entire city of Santa Monica is a holistic health center on top of what we have there. And that's just the great thing about America. It's a great thing about California. Now, you have to know how to navigate your way through it, because this is the state that puts pineapples on pizza. So there's a lot of fruitcake stuff out there, too. There's a lot of quackery. Thus, the intention in the show here. Okay. Next concept. We're going to take on the migraine. The migraine. That's the big daddy. And people that get migraines, in 2006, the National Headache Foundation said 28 million people in this country know what a migraine is. That's a lot of people. I mean, we're only running, what, 250, 300 million, 30 million people know what a migraine is because they've had one. Auras, right? Flashes around the eye, hallucinations that kind of migrate through the visual field, tingling on the face, nausea, vomiting. Oh, man, I'm getting a migraine. Sensitivity to light and sound, blurred vision, lightheadedness, sweating. It's like a bomb went off in your head. And there's a classic theory behind it, and I'm going to use the migraine now once again to illustrate more concept. This migraine affecting so many people have been explained as simply a vasoconstriction, meaning for whatever reason, arteries constrict. Their diameters get smaller. And then a booming vasodilation. Arteries are doing that all day long. That's what they do. That's why your blood pressure is constantly changing. All the time, and all the time. Every given second, your arteries are doing a dance. Your whole body's doing a dance. Right? We look at a static picture of a body. And we think that that's what the body looks like. It doesn't look that way. Go to surgeries if you can. If you ever get a chance, however you can construe that, go to a surgery. Watch somebody's brain open on a table or their heart. It will give you a whole other perspective on life. Truly. Truly. Another perspective on the human body. And one thing that you're fascinated to find when you look into a brain on a surgical table or an organ system, a digestive tract on a surgical table, is that everything's moving around. Everything's doing a dance. It's not like that static picture that you have glued to your mind. And when you talk about an artery, that artery is not static. It's expanding, contracting, expanding, and contracting. The concept with the migraine is that there are these initiating factors, these triggers that cause a very intense vasoconstriction. And the body follows with a very intense vasodilation and expansion. So we clamp the artery down and then we open it up and this blood comes rushing and gushing into the brain. That's different than a low-grade vasoconstriction that produces a tension headache. Because you don't get that massive dilation bringing all that hot, angry blood into your brain, creating that booming problem. And once the brain booms, the dural tissue, D-U-R-A-L, dural tissue. In Latin, it means tough mother, dura. There's a skin, a coating around the brain. Little kids that get meningitis suffer from a viral or bacterial inflammation of that tissue. And this covering to the brain, this tough mother that protects the brain, that encapsulates the fluid that the brain floats in, the cerebral spinal fluid. So your brain is surrounded in water, cerebrospinal fluid, and that's all wrapped inside this thick covering called dural tissue, dura mater, which gets inflamed during meningitis. Well, when you have this booming of blood up into the brain, it expands out the tissue of the brain. What's the brain going to do? It's going to expand off all this massive vasodilatory impetus. This flood of blood expands the brain, and the brain, or the pressure, starts going up in the dural tissue, the single most pain-sensitive part of your body. The single most pain-sensitive part of your body is dural tissue. Do you know that many of the organs have no pain sensors? Did you know that? The liver, I believe the brain, they don't have pain sensors. So if you were a little termite inside the liver, twisting away into the tissue, there's very little pain sensors there. It's only when the brain is expanded or inflamed so that this dural tissue, its skin, its connective tissue, is pressured. And it only needs a little pressure because the dural tissue is extremely sensitive. Extremely sensitive. So a little pressure from vasodilation, it inflames or it just angers this tissue. And this tissue then reflexes all these terrible symptoms, from the auras to the sweating to the vomiting, etc. Now, that's the theory behind it. And then we say, well, you know, we've got a lot of these things that can trigger this. Lack of sleep can trigger it. Consumption of alcohol. Don't be careful of those histamines in red wine and white wine. Beer can trigger it. Excessive exercise can trigger it. Foods that have monosodium glutamate or nitrates. Chocolate, aged cheese, dairy foods, caffeine, fermented foods, shellfish, wheat. Emotional stress can trigger it. Anything can trigger it. If you look at somebody and you don't like their vibe, it can trigger it. And there you are, John Q. Public, having a migraine, injecting Imitrex into your head, which you don't want to do, but you have to because you can't understand the cause of it. See how it goes? It doesn't go well. So 28 million people suffer from it every year, at least. That was years ago. That number had to go up. There's more stress. And this is the point, not the right perspective. Now, if you study migraines, if you treat migraines, even if you get the hard science behind the migraine, the people that actually get funded correctly to try to give you a sense of why does a migraine start, one of the causes they will tell you is an imbalance between the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. Boy, is there a way that I could get the sense or find out right now if my listening audience understands what I just said? An imbalance between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. On the homepage, if hopefully you have a computer, get to the comment section on my homepage, straighttalk.cc, get to the homepage. And on that homepage, you can comment on the show. Tell me if you understood what I said. Somebody do that. Because if you can understand that, then I'm doing my job. I'm happy about that. Because this is a big concept. Now, I did this on my, I don't know, second or third show. We talked about this. And we talked about the book by Hans Selye, The Stress of Life. That balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system, which the National Institute of Health says is imbalanced in people as a cause now, as a researched cause. Oh, this is hard science. This isn't chiropractic, nutritional, acupuncture talk. These are neurologists that are funded, neurosurgeons, PhDs who are funded by the NIH or the National Headache Foundation to look into the cause of something affecting up to 30, maybe 40 million people a year. And that's just in America. There's a lot of stress in other countries. So maybe this is 50 or 60 million people. That's a lot. And so they say imbalance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. This means, as far as I'm going to concern you, to make it straight and to the point, that imbalance is in two places. If you have migraines, if you know anyone with migraines, those bad ones, those ones that make you inject Imitrex, you're looking at two things in my experience, and I've seen much. You're looking at structural damage, much like what I talked about earlier, trauma and gross misalignment in the upper cervical spine, but you're also looking at emotional memory. You're looking at emotions, things that happen to people, or the day-to-day tensions that were so great from childhood on that they hit the point, whether it's a combination of emotion and structural damage, or one or the other, it hits the point where the nervous system, here's your education, where the nervous system can no longer balance you again. You can't go into relaxation mode when your head is not on straight. You can't go into relaxation mode when basically you're in a post-traumatic stress syndrome from the time you're 3, 4, 5 years old. very important to understand. It can go all the way back to being born with the umbilical cord wrapped around your neck, to dropping down the vaginal canal, and God willing, having somebody unturn you or emergency C-sec because you were choking to death in utero the day you were being born. And we can see these kids on ultrasound. It's as simple as a trauma like that, that's in that case both structural or it's also emotional. You're a little fetus meeting its world with the cord around its neck. That tends to stress people out. That'll stress a kid out. Yeah, but that was 50 years ago. My migraines only started 10 years ago. You see, you didn't listen to the show, but you did. And that's the point. From the day that little kid comes out, that little kid or that person that had that heavy structural insult or that heavy emotional insult has been compensating. And compensating and compensating with what? Somebody tell me telepathically, compensating. What would you compensate with from that point so that you wouldn't get a headache? The endocrine system. You'd bring your glandular system, your anti-inflammatory system, your cortisol system, your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone system. You'd bring your hormones to the trauma. And then as you get to the point where you can't handle it anymore, your nervous system goes imbalanced. And you dominate, you become dominated sympathetically. The part of your unconscious nervous system that speeds you up, that allows you to suddenly stand up and dash across the street to save the little baby from the burning building. That sympathetic nervous system, if that doesn't work, you don't get up and charge across the street. But what about the next day and the next day when you're supposed to be relaxing? Are you still in sympathetic mode? Are you still stressing out? Well, hopefully not, but suppose you are. We say then that the parasympathetic nervous system didn't balance you out. So you start to go into, in Hans Selye's work, The Stress of Life, that book, you start to go into sympathetic dominance. There's no herb for that. There's no nutritional solution. You got to understand sympathetic dominance. Selye gave his life, 3,000 or so publications, an entire institute, a new paradigm, sympathetic dominance. Oh, stress, that's just traffic and family stuff. No, it's not. It's not. And when you go into that mode, when you lose the ability to download heavy emotional or day-to-day emotional or structural stress from accidents, when your nervous system doesn't allow you to click off into relaxation mode, you stay permanently vasoconstricted. Your nervous system not working says to your arteries, your arterial flow up to the brain, if something triggers it, something that shouldn't trigger it, what? You can't get your sleep? A glass of wine? Some wheat? Look at that list. Excessive exercise to give you a migraine. Other chocolate gives you a migraine. Aged cheese. People are left at the mercy, at the terrible mercy of having to look at lists of things that they can and cannot do, and all of a sudden their entire life revolves around this headache. You see, they want to move laterally, not deep. They want to move across the surface, not deep. Patients heal when they start going deep. When they move laterally, they spin. So fact of the matter then is that that constricted artery, when it can no longer relax itself, when it doesn't constrict so intensely because it's calmed itself down, because when that trigger hits it, it's already relaxed. But if that trigger hits it and it's already nervous, it's going to snap shut and then it's going to have to boom open. And that intensity, whether it's snapping shut or booming open, drives the migraine. The sympathetic dominant personality will drive the migraine. Oh, I've had it since I was born. If you trace the histories of people with this, you will pull out the traumas, structural and psychological. And then, yes, they have to watch and make sure they don't eat peanuts and chocolate and all these triggers. Why? Because now they're like a scared racehorse. Anything will trigger them. That list is just the small list. The wind will trigger a migraine. The Santa Anas will trigger a migraine. Doesn't this sound like IBS? Doesn't this sound like Crohn's disease? Doesn't this sound like so many of the things we've discussed? Now you're learning. Now you're learning. Oh, I want to know exactly and specifically what to do for me. There's the me syndrome. So we have the it syndrome and the me syndrome. I'm different. I have a very specific story here. No one has this story. See, we want that. We need that as patients. My story. I've got to tell my story. Well, that's all well and good. It's how you get to know people. I'm not taking that away from anybody. Don't misunderstand. But it's the me syndrome. There's something very specific here for me. Because there's something very specific here that causes it. The it syndrome and the me syndrome. And that's the issue. But you get your education. You will not suffer from these things. Okay. Get to the phones. It's Pick My Brain Saturday, 888-777-0711, 888-777-0711. I will be here a long time answering the calls, 888-777-0711. If you stream the show on Facebook and you like the show, tell me if you do. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, or comment on the show. Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health. We'll see you next week, guys. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. And the best part? You can call in live with your health questions every week. For those of you still holding for Dr. Medici, stay on hold. He'll continue to answer calls for as long as it takes. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. And remember, to contact his office for an appointment, call Rachel or Johanna at 310-320-1132. That's 310-320-1132. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.